The views expressed are not necessarily those of KSCJ and Powell Broadcasting Company. This program is not intended to replace the advice of doctors or other clinical providers. Consult with your practitioner to ensure the proper course of action for you.
Welcome to When Things Aren't Going Well on AM 1360, FM 94.9, KSCJ. This program is dedicated to your mental health wellness and brought to you by Family Services, a United Way partner agency. Here's your host, Art Silva.
Good morning to When Things Aren't Going Well. I'm Art Silva, and we're going to deviate from our normal format today, and we're going to talk about when things aren't going well, what do? You go to a Musketeers game. That's what you do. Musketeers are fun. And speaking of the Musketeers, Boys and Girls Home is coming up on the 25th anniversary of Face Off with Charity. 25 years ago, we started this. We've been partners with the Musketeers. They've been great partners, and I think we've made a big impact on a lot of the young people, and we got a lot to share with you this half hour, so I'm not going to get yakking. Let me introduce my guest. Today we have with us from the Development Department of Boys and Girls Home, Mary Pickens, along with Terry Dooley. So good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
And also from the Musketeers, a man who needs no introduction, our buddy, longtime friend, Mr. Travis Morgan. Morning, Travis.
How are you, buddy? Good to see you.
Super. We're all excited.
Good to see you ladies as well.
Yeah, they look good.
We're happy to see you too, Travis.
8:30 and looking dapper.
And they forget the donuts, you know. Yeah. Usually they get the donuts with them, but not today.
We don't need any donuts, Art.
Okay, good. All right. Okay, sounds good. Okay, well, this is all about Face Off for Charity and 25 years. So, Terry, do you want to give us a little 25-year history of this from the Boys and Girls Home perspective?
Can I pat you on the back first? Because I think people have maybe not remembered that 25 years ago, this whole Face Off for Charity was developed by two people. One of them happens to be leading this radio show today, Art Silva. The other one is Dave Haxtell. Dave was the coach here for the Musketeers 25 years ago. He and Art got together, and here we are 25 years later, having raised, are you ready for this? Can I get a drum roll?
Best I can do.
$907,000. We're $92,000 away from getting to $1 million over the last 25 years. That's pretty fabulous.
That's a partnership. Any partnership that can raise that money, stay together, and look to do things better. Serving a third party, and that's the most vulnerable kids, our children we have at Boys and Girls Home. We couldn't have a better partner than the Musketeers. We've been here through thick and thin, and it was just an idea with Dave Haxtell. And Dave's coming back. So, Terry, go on and tell us about Boys and Girls Home.
Well, and I think, you know, you talk a lot about partnerships, and I'd like to just throw some limelight for a second on some of the partners that we've had over the years, some really strong ones. We've got Stabe Auction and Realty, Falk Brothers, Knife River, KCAU, Premier Glazers Beverages, Tyson Fresh Meats, Powell Broadcasting, Hard Rock Hotel and Casino, the South Sioux City Marriott Riverfront, Bob Rose North End, and American Popcorn. And, of course, at the top of the list, the Sioux City Musketeers. So it has been a fabulous relationship. It's really an amazing thing to see kids, the Musketeer players, 17, 18, 19-year-old kids, helping kids at Boys and Girls Home. And we just this last week hooked up our kids that are with us at Boys and Girls Home working on improving their mental wellness with the Musketeer players, and it is a life-changing kind of a situation. It is so rewarding and so wonderful.
Well, I got to tell you, when the Musketeers, always when they come and visit our kids, when they leave, we get notes from their parents on what impact this had on their children. So you're right, Terry, kids helping kids. And let's go to the person that helps us so much, providing the Musketeers and working with us in sync, Travis Morgan. Well, Travis, let's talk about our 25 years together.
Yeah, it's been, well, I think it's just been an unbelievable experience for us to, and I've only been with the Musketeers for 3 years, but I knew that I was with you guys doing stuff before then when I was in television, and I just think it's so much more than hockey for these guys when they get here. You know, like, we tell the parents when they come, when they drop their kids off with us for a year, you know, of their lives, that it's going to be more than hockey, because when we get out there and do things with all these different charities or whatever, but when they come to see your guys and you guys and what you guys do, that's the one that, I mean, there's a couple out there that really hit home. That's probably the one that really affects them the most, is when they see kids their age because it's relatable to them. When we all have that thing that relates to us, and that's the thing that hits us the hardest. These are young men that have had great opportunities, have probably caught every break in the book in their lives with hockey and with life and everything else. You got to be pretty fortunate to be a Musketeer. A lot of things have to go right. They're trying to help kids that haven't caught a break in their life, haven't had anything really good happen to them in a very long time, except with you guys, you know, and you guys are trying to turn that corner for them. So when they see the other side of the coin, if you will, Art, it really makes a big impact on them to see kids that really need help, have gone through a lot, and are trying to get out and make a difference and turn their life around and be great human beings.
Well, I couldn't say it any better, Travis. That was just great. I'm Art Silver. You're listening to When Things Aren't Going Well. And with us today is Travis Morgan of the Musketeers, Terry Dooley, and Mary Pickens from Boys and Girls Home. And we're talking about Face Off for Charity. And this is the benefit of Boys and Girls Home, the children there. And we're in our 25th year. So, you know, Travis, you've only been with the Musketeers 3 years. We've worked a long time together.
But yes.
When we look at this, you're part of that continuation. Just like Dave Siciliano was part of continuing what started by Dave Haxtell and right down the line. And that says something about the village. That says something about the partnership, that everybody, all the oars are going in the same direction, mm-hmm. and it's all for our kids. So how we do this, a big part of our event, and again, it's the 17th of February at Country Celebrations, and it's going to be at 5:30, so you definitely want to come out. I'm going to turn this over now to our two ladies from the development department to talk about some of our auction gifts, in particular, the hockey jerseys. Mary, Terry?
Hello. We are so excited. You're right. It's going to be on the 17th at Country Celebrations, and we're serving Sneaky's Chicken, so you don't want to miss this.
Yeah.
And if just off the top, how do I get tickets to this thing?
You go to our website, bidpal.com/faceoff. Or you can go to our website, boysandgirlshomeiowa.org, and you can click on the link. And they're $30 a piece, and it's going to be an amazing time. But we have some fabulous jerseys coming. We've got a Winnipeg Jets Pionk, a Winnipeg Jets Gagne.
who recently, by the way, Sam Gagne played his 1,000th game in the NHL, and he was presented with a silver stick from the NHL.
That's pretty amazing, isn't it? I mean, holy cow. It's fun. It's good that Travis is here, because what Travis isn't telling you is that we used to have him be up during the auction at Face Off for Charity because half of us couldn't pronounce the names of the hockey players. So thank you for that.
That's accurate.
Yeah.
That's got me scared right now, saying the names.
We have something that came from the LA Kings, and it's Kopitar.
Oh, Kopitar.
That's a good one.
A Kopitar jersey that we is have. Big time.
And we also have Nick Schmaltz, a Roadrunners jersey from Arizona. We've had fabulous support from the former Musketeer players through the years, so it's really special.
And then, Art, you guys, I mean, obviously having Dave Haxtell is a big, in your pocket is a nice thing to have, because they just happen to be like the hottest team in the NHL
first
right now.
Place. They're in first
they just
place.
Happen to be the hottest team in the NHL right now, and you guys have their jersey.
Yeah, Dave is sending a jersey from there as well, so we're pretty excited. They're pretty slick jerseys.
Oh,
I think it'll be popular.
I think they're the hottest jersey. I mean, they look so good.
Well, I got to tell you, I get my hockey education. Terry's a hockey expert in
the
office.
She is.
And I said, how come, man, they're really good? And Terry said, well, they got second-round picks and third-round picks, and she knew everything. They ought to be good. And Ellie Tobin is playing with him.
Yeah, Ellie is there, and Ellie was really impressed with the visit with the boys here when he was here, and he's moved on to a great career.
And Max McCormick is also with the Kraken, so you have three Musketeers on the hottest team in the NHL right now. It's pretty amazing.
It is amazing. It's great. So we're lucky. It's a continuation of what we're doing, and every year these guys come back. And what the nice thing is, they don't forget Sioux City. They get up and they move on. They don't forget Sioux City. Terry, you kept a great relationship with some of these players.
Yeah, it's been, you know, over this last couple of months, I've been in touch with a lot of the former players, and it is amazing how they all remember. And Travis, you're right. The visit with the boys is what they remember. They want to help. They're actually doing a lot of work behind the scenes right now, helping us to get auction items and making donations to the agency because they remember the visit. I talked with a billet man last night. He said when his players through the years have met our kids, They come home and their dinner that night is very somber. They are very humble about wanting to help. It really does touch them, and they don't forget it. I have a 41-year-old Musketeer player that said, I still remember the day I walked in and saw those kids and had a chance to help them. It changed me.
If I'm a person that doesn't know much about Boys and Girls Home and Family Services, just can you tell the people at home, and I don't mean this to step on your feet here, Art, but can you just tell the people at home that are listening what this organization does? Like, what do you guys do?
This is a great segue. We're going to go to our break right now, folks, and we'll be back with more of Boys and Girls Home, what we do over there with, I guess, Travis Morgan, Mary Pickens, and Terry Dooley. So don't change that dial. We'll be right back with Things Aren't Going Well.
Can you guys believe it's been 25 years since we started Face Off for Charity?
Yeah,
Travis had hair.
Yeah.
Hey, so did you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Dave Haxtell was the head coach back then. He's now coaching the NHL.
And we started Face Off for Charity to support the children at the Boys and Girls Home. I'm asking you to come out and support the 25th anniversary of Face Off for Charity on Friday, February 17th at Country Celebrations.
Face Off for Charity. Proudly sponsored by KCAU 9.
Welcome back to When Things Aren't Going Well on KSCJ. Here's Art Silva.
Welcome back to When Things Aren't Going Well, and we're doing a little different show today. We're talking about the 25th anniversary of Face Off for Charity, Sioux City Boys and Girls Home with the Sioux City Musketeers, and it's just an outstanding event. And let's continue on where we left off on what happens at Boys and Girls Home. Terry, you've been there a while, so can you help us?
Yeah, I think we're probably most highly recognized for our program that where the children live with us, 5 to 17-year-old kids that are with us in a psychiatric medical institution for children, which means every one of our children that are in residential care with us are kids who have had extreme trauma in their lives. It might be abuse or neglect. Some of the things are really hard to talk about, period. But the kids come to us. We teach them how to manage the trauma that they've been through and give them kind of a pathway to a better life. So mental health is our focus. We also do outpatient therapy, so people can walk into our organization through the family services piece, people of all ages, to be able to get help. And we have little ones that come to us there too, 2-, 3-, 4-year-old kids that come that have been traumatized in their life.
Well, I can sum this up by simply saying we change lives. And that's a classic example, Terry. And our kids are with us for a good period of time, and they walk out a little better than they walked in, and we're real proud of that. These are the most vulnerable children in the system. Every child we treat is a victim. They're not conduct disorder children. They're very good children that just need help. So with that, we're going to show you how we can help, how you can help, because it's going to take a village. So let's go back to these auction items and the event going on the 17th of February at Country Celebrations. Mary, Terry, Travis, take it away.
Well, I want to let you know how you can get your tickets. And you can bid online on our silent auction. You don't have to be there to bid online for our silent auction, though you want to be there for our live auction items that we're going to talk about. It's bidpal.net/faceoff or go to boysandgirlshomeiowa.org and click on the link. And you can buy your tickets there and see our items. I am so excited about these tickets that we have to offer. We have Rangers tickets. We have Red Wings tickets. That's kind of my favorite from.
But the Red Wings tickets also come with. There's a little extra. I mean, you they get might, a behind they, the scenes look with Jay Verde.
They might be the coaches' tickets.
Yeah, I think they are the Jay Verde's.
They are
the coaches' tickets. Jay Verde
and he also is giving his parking place.
So yeah,
so that's
you
can't buy that. You can't buy that.
These are experiences that you get right here. That we talk about experiences. That's an experience that you'll never forget if you buy this.
Well, I got to tell you, it's priceless. Now, I got tickets there that I want to look at right now. And that's the Kansas City Chiefs and the Boulevard Brewery.
Yeah. Those come together. I mean, that's so exciting. And the Kansas City Chiefs obviously are probably going to be pretty good next year.
Yeah.
I'm seeing that maybe they'll be okay.
If you haven't seen Patrick Mahomes play in person,
really?
You need to do that. Because he's a generational quarterback. And that... two tickets to a Chiefs game in a Boulevard. That's a weekend. That's a nice little weekend there.
We also have St. Louis Cardinals tickets that are pretty amazing that are available. So
yeah, and
I
the
think,
cards are always good.
And that comes with a hotel stay.
Yeah, we're kind of covering all the sports here, aren't we?
I love it. Absolutely. And let's not forget the New York Rangers. They've been with us every year with tickets. So it's going to be a great show.
And by the way, getting tickets to a New York Rangers game at Madison Square Garden, those are not easy to come by the way. Those are tough tickets to get. But I think out of all these things that we look at here on the big items, there's one that really stands out for me as a golfer.
Winged foot? Are you talking winged foot?
That's right, winged foot. That's right. Not to be confused with chicken wings. This is Winged Foot Golf Course. Travis, take it away.
So this golf course is, if you look it up, it's ranked anywhere between number 7 and number 34 top 100 courses in America, and that includes private courses. So it's right there in some books with Augusta National. It has had numerous U.S. Opens on it. There have been other majors, played on this thing. Wingfoot is, if you're a golfer, it's a bucket list course. If you know golf, you know Wingfoot.
You can't play that course without a caddy, and you need a caddy. Those greens out there are unbelievable. I had the benefit of playing one time with a friend, took me out there. I didn't belong, but I got taken there. And that thing is, that was the biggest difference for me. When you walk into the locker room, you're done playing, you usually expect to see ESPN or a sports show. Everything there was on the financial channels. Everything was right across the board. So
perfect.
It's quite a unique spot. And we're lucky to have this gift. So, and it's priceless.
It's the West course that is the course that, and there will be one member of the club accompanying three players. So this is a chance for you to get two of your very best friends and really impress and get out there and play a course that is internationally known.
Yeah, it is one of the best golf courses in the world, without question.
Well, a little closer to home, this is always a favorite auction gift, and that's Bob Rowe. Bob Rowe's Point After, North Enzo, or Whiteside Pizza. You can get a pizza a month, a large pizza a month for a year. You know what I mean? You're going to be everybody's best friend. So that's always there. We thank Bob Rowe because every year he comes in and helps support this auction.
And somebody else who comes in every year for us and above and beyond is Gunderson's. And we have a gorgeous necklace with ivy pattern set in sterling on three rings. So it's a sterling silver necklace that's $600 is the valuation on it. But every year Gunderson's comes up with something that's just amazing. So like if you mess up on Valentine's Day, we got your back. You can come to our event and buy our item and you're going to be all set.
This is what you call get out of the doghouse stuff. Get out of the doghouse stuff.
Take notice, Travis. Yes. Take notice.
Hey, I don't get in the doghouse. I'm smart enough.
It is also, you're going to see if you come out to the event, what makes this extra special is the Musketeers will be serving the meal. And they work for tips. So, Terry, you want to talk about this?
Yeah, it's a kind of a tradition that we've done for a long time. And, you know, these players are a bit competitive. So when we're talking about getting tips, they are competing with each other to see if they can raise the most tips. You can give online. You can go right onto the BidPal site, or you can go onto our Boys and Girls Home Iowa site, and you can put a tip in, even if you're not going to be at the event. But then if you come to the event, we hope that you'll leave a nice tip at the table as well. The boys have been practicing on the ice. If you haven't been able to go on to the Musketeer Facebook page and see the piece that was put together by this man sitting next to me, Travis, it's so funny and wonderful. It's going to be fun.
It's going to be amazing, actually. Well, and are the boys getting any better, Travis?
No. But I'll say this. They literally are stepping out of their comfort zone to do this all the time, and you're turning them into waiters overnight. And these guys, they don't know what table they're serving half the time. But it's so much fun because when it starts, they're locked in and they're on it, and their service is always impeccable because they don't want to mess up,
So
they're so on it.
And last year, the highest tip earner didn't have to clean the locker room, so I don't know what's going to be on the table this year. We'll have to figure that out, but you want to tip your favorite player because they're going to get something out of it, and they'll want that.
And you can also win their apron, right?
Yeah, you can purchase their apron in a bid situation. So all the boys will have their own apron with their number on it and their name on it. They're kind of popular things. I had one of the Musketeer moms tell me it was her favorite thing ever.
And we have last year's apron, the 50th Musketeer year. Clark Cup winners all signed an apron. So I've got one of those to have on our auction as well.
So
we've got the whole team.
Sweet.
We're getting close to the end of our show, and I want to make sure you get out one more time. I want to come to this event. How can I get there?
You can go to bidpal.net/faceoff or go to boysandgirlshomeiowa.org and click on the link. It's super easy.
Well, I want to thank Mary, Terry, and Travis out of your busy schedule, buddy, to come down and help us today. We really appreciate it. Looking forward to working with you again on this deal. Hey, folks, one word that describes this event is fun. It's just a fun deal. I forgot about Randy Stabe and Clinton Voss. They're a show. So please, you want to come out that night. It's going to be a great time. We always close our show with a joke, and this week we're going to stick with the hockey theme. And that is, hockey players that get on their charter flight to go to a game, and they have to sit by position. You don't want to be the left wing. It's awful cold out there. So I want to thank Mary. I want to thank Terry. And again, Travis, thank you very much. I want to give a shout out to a longtime supporter of ours, Bob Rowe. He just does this quietly, and not just for Boys and Girls Home. He does also the Boys Club auction. Great citizen, great supporter, does a lot of things for this community. Bob Rowe gets a shout out of the week. We'll be back next Saturday morning when things aren't going well. My co-host Brenda Geisinger will be back, and our guest will be Jennifer Jackson from Heartland Counseling. So please give us a tune in, and you'll love it. We'll see you. Have a great week. Appreciate everything you do for us. And Face Off for Charity. One more time. Mary, one more time.
The website's bidpal.net/faceoff or go to boysandgirlshomeiowa.org and click on the link. You can call me at 712-293-4919 and buy your tickets as well.
Okay, folks, it's been a wrap. Have a great week. May the sun shine on you. We'll see you next Saturday morning right here on When Things Aren't Going Well on KSCJ.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then. Happy trails to you.
For more information on the services provided by Boys and Girls Home and Family Services, see them online at boysandgirlshomeiowa.org or you can call 712-293-4700. To get more information about family services, residential treatment, the Opportunity School, the Siouxland Family Center, and more. At Boys and Girls Home and Family Services, we change lives.